10th parak of Oilas first Mishnah. Ruvay Shibasaycha Bayis is a chimney opening in the ceiling of the house. Yeshba Baseach Tefach. And the opening is one Tefach. Tuma Babayis, if there's a Tuma in the house, Kenegada Rubatar, because the way the Tuma spreads out is that it spreads out underneath the ceiling. If there's a hole in the ceiling, it doesn't go up through that hole. So therefore, if somebody will be suspended above that hole, or something that will be suspended above that hole on top of the roof will be tar. Tuma keneged haruba, but the tuma is directly underneath the hole in the roof. Then tuma bayis tar, because the tuma is not underneath the ceiling; it's underneath the hole. Even though it's in the house, but it has to be directly above the ceiling. Tuma bein bayis bein keneged haruba. If the tuma is in the house. Or connected the hole. Nosan is ragam el malo, and now you put his foot on top, so basically sealed up the hole, and now you have one big ceiling. Where is the tuma? It causes the tuma to spread, no matter where the tuma was. Ksas tuma bebayis ksas connected. If the tuma was sitting, half of the kazayis was underneath the roof, and half was in the aruba. Abayis tuma connected a tuma tome. You don't have to have the entire kazayis be exposed to the roof or to the hole above it. Since the piece itself is choshev, it has the size of kazayis, whatever is above any part of it will be mekabel tumah. So if there's an oil above part of it, it will spread it to the entire oil.